We are holding Daf Nun Zayin Nomer Aleph. It says the Mishnah again, Nishtabru Ragleho. If the legs were broken, if you have a chicken, a bird, that the legs were broken, the Mishnah says these are part of the Eluk Sheris. It's still the Eif, it's still kosher. So it says, Ahu Tzina Dien Kurei. There was a basket full of birds that each one of them had broken legs. The inkure, the yatsil came to Rava. They brought it in front of Rava. So Rashi says the inkure means oifosh and ishtabru raglehim. Biakuva means lamata on the bottom, by the bottom part of the leg, it was broken. So bodku Rava. Rava checked out each leg of the bird. Bitzuma tagidim. He checked it out by the tzuma tagidim, special gidim, special veins there, special tendons by the joints. And he found they were not ripped over there, and therefore v'yachshrei, he said the birds are kosher. So Rashi explains this tzuma sagidim again. You really have to see a picture book to see where they are. Rashi says she hey shisha osa chutin. There are 16 strings there. It means veins there kayomim. Kamina perbema makasha. And vu bishifula shaletzim hashuk. That's at the bottom part of the shoulder bone. Samach leakuva near like the elbow. That's where the tzuma sagidim are. So there you have to be careful it's not broken there. If it be broken there, that will be a trefil. But here it checked out these birds and saw that the tzuma sagidim was still attached. There was nothing broken there. Therefore it said it's kosher. The Omrav Yudah Marav. Yudah Marav says, Shemutas Yad Bebehema Kshera. So if the front legs, the Shemutas Yad of an animal, was dislocated, so it's still kosher. My shake in parenthesis, we have that shmutas yerech bebehema treifa. But if the yerech, if the back legs, if by the thighs, if that was dislocated, that's a treifa. And Rashi explains, shmutas yerech means that the buka diyatma, the shaf miduchta, the yachon nivin, like we had before. That's where this bone, the thigh bone, comes out of its jaw, comes out of its socket. So that's called a treifa. But the Gemara says, now what's going to be Shmutas Yerech B'yoif? Let's say by the Yerech the thigh of the bird comes out of place. Shmutas torn out of place. Treifa, that's also treifa. Shmutas Gaf B'yoif? Treifa. If the wing of the animal was dislocated out of its place, that's also a treifa. Why? Chashinu, we're afraid that Nikva Horeya, we're afraid if that happened, that the Pshat is that there was a hole in its lungs, that caused there to be a hole that pierced through in the lungs, that's worth a treifa. Shmuel HaMashmuel says, no, tivduk, let's check it out. Even in the case that the wings were dislocated, so there's a ray, it's such true, but you have to check it out. If you check out the lungs and see there's no nekev, it's still kosher. Vecheinom Rav Yechon, same thing, Rav Yechon also says, that tivduk, you should check it out to see if the lungs has a hole in it or not. Chizki HaMechizki says, no, ein ray eliyof. There's no lungs to a bird. We'll soon see what that means. Ein rei liyof. Rabbi Yechon Omar yesh loy. Know that they have the lungs, but v'yeshnon koila and v'yeshnon koala shaverid bein akfayim. So Chis Rabbi Yechon says again that a bird has a lung, and it says like an ola shaverid, like the leaf of a rose, and bein akfayim, it's between its wings. That's where you find the lungs of a bird. So therefore you could check it out. Now the more is the question, my ein rei liyof. What did Chizki mean to say when Chizki said there's no lungs to a knife? What did he mean to say? He let me, if you want to tell me the less like klal, that he meant to say the mitzvah says there's no lungs to a bird. So the more is the question, how could that be? For kachazino di islay. When we open up a bird, we see that it does have lungs. So how could Chizki say that Eifus doesn't have lungs? What he meant to say was, the lemitrofa bay, what he meant to say is it's not so vital by a bird, and therefore even though it's pierced through, there's a hole in the lungs, it's still not called a treifa. By Eifus, it's not called a treifa. So now the question is not true either. V'atani Levi, we learned that Levi learned that treifa, shemona chachamim bebehema, all the yudches treifas that we had before that was mentioned, nagei to behemis, is kinegdoin bi'oif, the same thing applies by knife also. So just like we had this nekuvas in the lungs, in the reya, who are then by knife also, but has a hole in its lungs, that's also a treifa. And Yiva adds on that, yes, relay a knife, birds have more treifas than behemoths, that nishpur etzem, if the skull was broken, afal pishla nikav krum shomayach, even though the membrane around the brains was not pierced through, still it's called a treifa. But by behemoth, that's not a treifa. So our koponim, we see clearly by ufos that they have lungs, and there's a treifas if it's pierced through. So Ella, rather, what Chizki meant to say was like this. Ein lo limpo v'lo lichma. Means to say that we had before by an afula, if it falls off the gag, that you have to be afraid for risik evorim, that you have to check out all the inside organs, but you have to know you do not have to check out the reya. If it just fell off the roof, for that we don't have to be afraid to check out the reya. The same thing, v'lo lichma means if it was scorched by fire. So we have before, you have to check out all the intestines to see it didn't turn green. But you have to know the reya, you don't have to check out. That's what he meant to say. And my time, what's the reason? Omer Rav Chonon says, Hoyel v'roiv tziliyoseho maginus aleho. Since most of the ribs are around the lungs, so they protect the lungs. Therefore, you don't have to be afraid, not mishum the fula, and not mishum the yesh. The Gemara still says, but since Rabbi Yochanan said back to Chizkiya that Yeshla Yishno, they do have a reya, birds do have lungs. The Yeshna call a shavered, and it's like the leaves of a rose, Ben Akfayim, it's in between, inside in between the wings. It says Rabbi Yochanan into this back, Mechlal is a proof to Chizkiya. What did Chizkiya meant to say? He meant to say, so for the Lestra that it has no lungs at all. That's what Rabbi Yochanan had to say back, no, it does have lungs. Most is true. El rather Amri Marov was said over in Eretz Yisrael, Mishmeidu Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, in the name of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, that Midvaru Shav Ribi, in the name of Ribi, Rashi said that Chizkiya Shagadlo B'Doroi Nika Sheinu Boki B'Tanagolim. It's Nika that he was not a Boki in Tanagolim and chickens. Rashi says that in Rogu Lechol Tanagolim he wasn't used to eating them. Lefikir therefore Lo Yodim Yeshdom Reya. And Rashi says, "V'loshem v'chusum." It's like a joke, but the kitzur and chami could be that the chizkiyah taka meant to say it doesn't have a ray at all, doesn't have lungs at all. And the biyochin is one that answered back and said, "Yes, it does have lungs." So even though before we said that if you look, you see it. So Moshe's answer is, "Why says chizkiyah did not look at them? He did not saw the inside of it. So he did not know what they have. He meant to say it doesn't have." But in chami, his shita is though that even though it does have, it's not called a treif like we just said. Just as his Ica memory was that Nechnami doesn't have lungs at all. So the Omer Rafuna says that Omer Rav, that Shmutois Yerach Boif, if you have the Yerach, the thigh bone on the bird, if it Shmuta becomes dislocated, Kshera, still the Yerach is kosher. Omer Le Rabba Bar Rafuna Le Rafuna. So Rabba Bar Rafuna said to Rafuna, I bo Rabbon and the Yosem of Pumbadisoi, either Rabbanon that came from Pumpadisom, or they said over that Rav Yehuda Mishmei de Rav Oma, that Rav Yehuda said over the name of Rav, that Shmuta is the Yerach B'Yerach Shreifa, not like you, that if the Yerach, the thigh, goes out of place, dislocated in the oif by a chicken, it's also a Shreifa. So Amalei answered back to him and said, listen, Nahara Poshto, that there are different roads in the river, each river goes down a different way, meaning to say it's a Machlokes. Rashi says, "What nor pashto in ein pashto ya nor doimim the different roots of the river zechor v'zoymed kach emin hagam kaim is doimus for Rav Sherus Svirlei the Rav says kosher for Rav b'nei pumpadisa shnogo b'yisa leitiv b'fneim for pumpadisa we saw for Rav Svirlei kitzes a machloikas and echnam this is a machloikas this is a treif or not if the thigh of the chicken comes out of place, that's a treif, it's a machlekes. Now the Gemara says, also Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba was going, is Ashkechei l'Rabbi Yirmi Barabba, he found Rabbi Yirmi Barabba, the kabod that he was checking out the birds, the Tzumas Hagidim. By the Tzumas Hagidim, that means that the place by its leg, by the thick part, by its, the pulk of the cheat, of the chicken, the thick part of it, that has tzumas, that has a lot of veins there. I think like before said there were 13 veins. Rashi says here, tzumas hagidim, mokem shagidim tzimtzum mischabrin or mishatkin. Like the veins there on the legs become tight when you pull it. Loshen choy mitzimtzoy. So those tzumas agidim, those veins there, if any one of them are broken, that becomes a treifa. So it was boidik the legs there to make sure that tzumas agidim are still there. Omelis said back to him, lo mele lamar kulihai, how come you have to check out so much? Why do you be taking so much trouble checking them out? For Rafuna Marav, Rafuna is the name of Rav, that Shmutas Yerach B'yoif, if the Yerach, the thigh of the Yoif, was dislocated, is Kshera, still the animal is Kshera. So Rashi says, Shmutas Yerach B'yoif Kshera, B'arei HaKel Nitol, the Koshkein and Nitol Tzumas Egidim Levadam, like if a shore of just these veins were taken out of place, should also be kosher. Omlei said back to him, no, Ano Mas Nisi Yadano, listen, I know Mishnah. It says like this, it says, Behema Shenechtechu Ragleho Min Ha'kuv L'mata. We have an animal that its leg was cut off. Min Ha'kuv L'mata, from the knee downwards is Kshera. But Min Ha'kuv L'mata was cut off from the knee upwards is Tzula. And V'chein Shenitu Tzumas Agidim. The same thing applies to Tzumas Agidim. If they were taken out, that's also Trefa. And V'yom Rav Alo V'chein B'yoyf. The same thing applies by a bird. By a bird, it was nitol tzumas agidim. Masha, that's these on the legs from the knee upwards. Right after the knee of the legs on the chicken, also there's tzumas agidim. There are 13 different veins there that attach the meat to the bone. So if any one of those veins are broken, that's also called the treifa. So that's what he holds, even by oifus also. Not only by behemoth, but behemoth or by oifus also. So therefore, he went to check out tzumas agidim. For the Mori Yochi, you saw Kasha the Rav of the Rav. It's a theory on Rav and Rav. The here Rav says it's Ksheira, and here Rav says Psula. So Ishtin kept quiet. Omli said back to him, Dilma, Shani lo, then Shmut lechatucha could be different. Shmut is the Pshat that just came, was dislocated, it's out of place. But nothing is broken there, it's not torn there. Like the Gidim are still attached. Mashaykin chatucha, where it's cut there, that's worse. If any one of the Tzumas of Gidim was cut, that's worse, that makes it for treifa. Omalei, v'at meforsha shmaitetot the Rav, like, is that the way you're explaining the halachas of Rav? Rashi says, v'at meforsha shmaitetot the Rav, and submit an afshecho. That's the way you're explaining from yourself, you should know, lav didochu. It's not your own pshat, but rather, befeir shem Rav. Rav said clearly like this, that Rav said himself, that shmuto ksheiro, Chatzuch Psula, Rav also made this chilek, that if the bone got dislocated, it's still kosher. But if it was cut there, that's worse, that's Psula. And the Yalta Talmud, don't wonder about this. Sherei choitcho mikano mesa, he could cut the animal in one place, and that makes nekiv, that makes a treifa. And choitcho mikano mechoisi, if he cut the animal in another place, it's still kosher. We had before, you can't be madam and milsa by treifas. So one place makes a treifa, one not. Here also, the bone just got dislocated, it's still kosher. But if it was chatucha cut there, and it got broken, the tzumas agidim, that's a treifa. Then the Gemara says, ki solik rababa. When rababa went up to Eretz Yisrael, so ashkechele rabzeri, found rabzeri, the Yosef was sitting in the comments like this, that om rav hun, om rav, shmutas yerech b'yoif, the thigh of the oif gets dislocated out of place, treifa, that's also a treifa. Omle said back to him, Chayit demar, like I swear in your life of your name, Chayit demar, that miyoyma de solik mar locha, the day you came up here, Eretz Yisrael, from that day, of a kid, yeah. And the day you left above, or came to Eretz Yisrael, have a heavy lawn, pischo in per kame, that what I had, we had the opportunity, like you have a pischo in per kame de avuna, we had the opportunity to ask Rav Huna about this. And Vishalinu, we asked him, Vyomla, he said like this, that Shmutas Yerech B'yoif Kshera, that if the thigh of the Yoif gets dislocated, it's still kosher. It's not a treifa by knife. So he told the analogy, you said it's treifa, he says it's Kshera. And Vyashkechina Naim of Rabbi Yirmiyah, we also found Rabbi Yirmiyah Barabo, the Yosef of Kabodik, but Shumas Agidim. He was also checking out birds to make sure it was cut near the thigh there, that the tzumas, the gidim, the veins were not cut there. And the Yach Shlomar, we had a suffix, we had a shalom on this. The Yach Shlomar, the Yach Shalei, we ask him, Loisov Lomar, Hodiyom Ravunim Arav, that Shmutas Yerach B'yeth is Kshera. Says, so what were you checking it out for? If the whole thing gets dislocated, so for sure, just the gidim, just the veins there get cut, it should be kosher. And normally he said, Dark Timno, you should know I know Maslis Sinai and I know Mishnah. We had before that says, Behema Shenech Gurag Lehom, the behemoth as foot was cut off. Mina Kuva Lamato, from the knee downwards is Kshera. Mina Kuva Lamala, from the knee upwards is like a psula. And Vechen Shenetu Tsuma Sagidim, the same thing of the Tsuma Sagidim, these veins are taken away, were cut, it's also a trefa. And the Yomar Ravalo, Vechen Biyoif, the same thing applies by knife, that the Tsuma Sagidim of those veins, right above the knee of the leg is cut, those veins make it for trefa. If so, the Yam Rulei, we ask the question, the Yochi Kash the Rav of the Rav. That how could Rav say that Shemuta Sayerach is Ksheiro, and here Rav holds that Suma Sagidim is a trefa? Ishtik kept quiet. The Yakshla, we asked back, the Dilma maybe, Shonalei the Rav, there's a difference to Rav, than Shemut Lechatucha, like we said before. The Yam Rulei, and he said back to me, the Yat Mefosh Shemaita to the Rav. Like you mean to explain this Torah to yourself, you should know the famous Shema Rav. Rav said this himself clearly, that Shmuto Kshera, if the whole bone is dislocated, that's not so bad. That's still Kshera. But Chatucha Psula, case that's cut there by Tzuma Segidim, that's worse, that makes it for Treifa. Now, V'yat Ma B'yotcha, what do you hold in your hand? How do you hold? Like, this is what we said over. Now, what do you hold about this? She says, Hochiyam Rav Chiyam Aram, the Barabashi. This is what Rav Chiya Baravashi said, that Omar Rav, the name of Rav, he said like this, that Shmutas Yerach B'yoif is like a treifa. Even that's a treifa known. If the Shmutas Yerach, just a thigh, is dislocated out of place, even though you don't break the Tzuma Sagidim, that's also called a treifa. And V'chein Omar Rav Yaakov Baridi, Omar Rav Yechanan, that Shmuta Yerach B'yoif is treifa, and Echnami, if the Yerach, the thigh, gets dislocated in the bird, that also makes it for treifa. Even though the Tzuma Segidim were not broken. The Yom Rav Yaakov Baridi, Ilamoli, have Rav Yechanan Biyasra, if it wouldn't have been for the fact that Rav Yechanan was in the city, the Oirul Bo, that he paskin, Chavroso Latero, Leipirchus, Chavroso Hashem means Chaverim, Leipirchus means Lehoyoko Linoid, Kinaf Ulakanter, Afil Remes Dava, Mitech Shegdelemein, as if they were to pass like this, you wouldn't have said a thing. Like you have to be afraid of them. Yeshla Yirum him. And well, yes, if you would have been in, that met them, you would have been afraid of them. Out of fear from him. Yeah. Yeah. So to say, the Yom Yer, that he says the word, Yilmole have Reb Yechon Biyasra, the Aruya by Chavrus Latero, the one that Reb Yechon was there was Matarit. Leipirchus, you wouldn't have moved. Like, you wouldn't have moved from fear. The Omer Rebbe Chamin, Omer Rebbe, Shemutas Yerech B'yerfus Kshera. That if the thigh gets out of place by a bird, it's like a Kshera. And V'tanagolus Hoysla Rebbe Chanina, V'tanagolus had a hen, Shenishamto Yerech Shalo, that its thigh went out of place, and V'avil Lefnei Rebbe, brought in front of Rebbe, V'tiruloi. And Rebbe also paskin its mutus not a treifus Kshera. Olmolcha Rebbe Chanina, and Chaniva went to salt as if to say it's Kshera. Rashi says, Olmolcha Rebbe Chanina, Kadei Liskayim, V'yochol Laharus Yom Rav, and the people shall to show it over, that this type of a chicken, this type of an over oif, they were matter. V'hitto the Rebbe here. He would have a Rebbe, and he would paskin, Rabbi Moribah Lachal, he was Paschal Lachal Tamidim, that Zehetli Rebbe, he wants to show us Tamidim such a shal like this. I once shown in front of Rebbe, Rebbe was matter for me. Zehetli Rebbe, this Rebbe was matter for me. In this case of Shmuta, he says, Yerach, B'yoy, field is Ksheira. The Gemara comes out though, but Valeh, Tilchos, Akachol, Hanish, Shmaitato. We do not Paschal like all these Gemaras. El rather, Kiho, like this case. Kishor Rebbe Yasi ben Roy. Yes, Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Yes, Rabbi Yosef ben Roy. Yes, Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Kederis Kono Vekamo. Rashi says Kederis Kono means Kono Shenikta Mimenu Chaticho Kimin Aruba. You have a Kono that was cut out of it like a window, like a piece of meat was cut out of it. But the shah was how big does the hole have to be in a Kono? We have what we have. The psuka is psuka gageris. means you cut through right of it. But what's going to be if you have like a window, like a hole there, that takes out part of the meat? How much of it makes the trefa? That was the shayla. Kederas kona bekama means you make like a keder milk, a window in the kona. How big does that have to be to make of the trefa? Or Malay said, that's him, listen, Mishnah Shlemishnin, we learned a clear Mishnah, it says clearly, Ad Kisra Talki. It says if you have a hole in the corner that Mamish makes a chosra there, so it has to be missing enough the width of this coin, the Isra Talki. That's how wide it has to be. So you're shallow also, if you made like a window in it, you hollow it out, you cut it out, it has to be the size of Isra Talki, this coin. Or Malay said back to him, Balay Rochel Achas Hoysa. There was one Rochel by them. Yeah, he sheep. Yeah, the Rochel. Hoysa Bishkenusoi. She nekta kona shalo. That their kona, the windpipe, had like a hole in it. And the also loy kurumim shakona. The hoysa. And it healed it up. It healed up. What's also the kurumim shakona, what she says? A krumis, but rochbo, this a small bo. Yeah, they made a tube, it's a sort of kind of reeds, and it healed up. That's what happened to this lamb. Yeah, so you see what, that even though it's very big, still it can heal up, because it's not going to be a treifa. Or Malois, he said back to him, for yado at somach, on this type of a mice you want to rely, v'aloi halokha ravchas b'Yisrael. There's a clear halacha in Klal Yisrael that shmuta siyerech b'yev treifa. That if the thigh moves out of place and the bird becomes a treifa, and still for Tanagodos Hoysel Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, Shimon ben Chalafta had a hen. Shenishmut siyerech shelo by him it happened by his hen that the yerech the thigh came out of place. The yoslo shvafera shakona, and also they made a tube out of reeds and v'choisa and it healed up. See, so even though we hold it's a treifa, sometimes it could heal up. Ela ma'ezachem, what do you have to say? Tuch yud beis chodesh shavei. This was the middle of yud beis chodesh. Izachinami tuch yud beis chodesh shavei. It was tuch yud beis chodesh. Rashi says yud beis chodesh. Rashi says what? Tuch yud beis chodesh. Choisa makel healed up. The treifa yud beis chodesh chayis, therefore there's no proof. We hold tak as a treifa meaning it's going to die, but not that it has to die today or tomorrow. It can still live for 12 months. So the pshat is it healed up and it lived till the end of the 12 months, but by then it died. See, also could be it just healed up, but nechnami is going to die. It's still called a treifa. Yeah. Now the Gemara says Omru Olav Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta. It was said about the Shimon Chalafto, Shaskim Dvorim Hoya. He was Isaac in Dvorim, used to dash in certain things, like we'll soon see later, the Gemara explains, what does it mean to say he was an Askin? He was like, he was Isaac in things. The Mursa Zakopon says about the Shimon ben Chalafto that, for Yoisa Dovri tested out something, Loitzi Meliba Shreb Yehuda, to go the opposite of Reb Yehuda, the people should not, Paskin, let to prove that he was wrong. What was the case? Reb Yehuda, because Reb Yehuda used to say like this, in Nitla Hanoitza Psula. Reb Yehuda used to say that if the fine feathers were taken off from a bird, it would die. It's called a treifa. In Nitla Hanoitza Psula. Now, Reb Shimon wants to prove not like that. For Tanagoylus Hoysel Reb Shimon ben Chalafta. Reb Shimon ben Chalafta had a hen. She Nitla Hanoitza Shlo. That all its small feathers were taken off. And what did he do with it? The nicha betaner. So now he took this hen and he put it inside the oven. He put it in the oven. The tolaleh b'matlis. And he like wrapped it around with cloth. Shel tasoyim. Made out of tasoyim. Made out of like bronze. The gidlo kinofayim. Ho'achroinim yoysim norishayim. And it came up, he put it into the oven to warm it up a little bit. What happened was that new feathers grew back even bigger and nicer than the first ones. So it proves that there can't be a treifa. To be a treifa, it wouldn't grow back nicer than it was at the beginning. So it still says, no, v'duma may be k'savra of Yudah, treifa mishabachas. Maybe if Yudah holds, even though an animal has a din treifa on it, it could still grow and get a little bit bigger, like we learned before. It's not going to die today. It has 12 months to live. So within these 12 months, maybe get a little bit bigger, then it'll die. So that if the feathers grew back again, that's no proof that it's not a treifa. Morris still says, and came if so, the media dimitrifo bo, as Zamas says, but to me it's a question, like Zamas Stavro, that this thing that makes it into treifa should grow back and become better than it was before. And the fact that it doesn't have feathers on it makes it into a treifa, so it's not Mustavro that these feathers will grow back bigger. So as soon as they grew back bigger, that's a proof, not like a Buddha, that it's not a treifa. So Morris says, that's not Mustavro, to say that these feathers should grow back better now, the second one's better than it had before. So that's the core proof to say that it's not a treifa. Rashi's Betimiya. Maybe other ways it could grow better, but in this thing that makes it into a treifa, it's not Mustavro to say, will become better. So that's how Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta proved that Yehuda was wrong. Now the Gemara Stam says, "My askim advarim." What do you mean to say the Shimon Chalafta was called an askim advarim? Rashi says, "Lo mo nikra shmoy askin." Why was it called an askin? Somewhere Mishashim, Mishashim like this, Tachsif. As a pasuk in Mishlei says, "Leich el memola." There's a pasuk to say that you should go to the ant. But so, a lazy person, you should go watch the way an ant acts. Read Rache, see its ways. V'chacham. And then you become smart from that. Asherein lakotzen, as you see by the ants, there's no chief over there, a shaiter, there's no perfect law overlooks it, there's no moshe, there's no ruler. Tochin b'kayetz lachma, and it prepares bread in the summer for a long time. So like this, Omar, so Shimon Chalafta said, Ezel echsei, let me go and check out by these ants. He said to himself, Shimon Chalafta said, let me go find out whether it's true. Ivadai, who the last Lomalka, the true Lashon HaMelech said that they have no king, so he wanted to go try it out. So he went to Tkufas Thomas. He went in the middle of the summer, Parsal Glima, he spread out a coat over an anthill, Akina, on a con where the ants are, and therefore Akina the Shumshimi. So where the ants are, he made it shady there. So Nofrak, Osachad Minayu. What happened was, when one ant came out, he like, Nofak Osachad Minayu, Asnach Bei Simni, he put a simon on that one ant. He put a simon on it. Shimon Chalafta like made a mark on it. Oil, Omalahu, Nofal Tula. So this ant, Rises went inside and told the other ants inside that it's shady outside. So therefore, Nofak Viyasi, all the ants came outside. So Shimon Chalafta saw all the ants coming outside, the Leah Leglime, he like removed his coat, and Nofal Shimsha, so the sun started to beat down upon them. So Nofal Shimsha, Noflo Levekatle, so the ants ganged up on that first ant that came out and told them to come out, and killed it. So Shimon Chalafta saw this, he said like this, Omar, Shema Midav, here there's a proof that Lest Lumalka, for sure they have no king. Why? There's no ruler. The Yislahu Hamuna the Malka, if there would have been like a government there, there would have been a king like Lili Boy, the Yislahu Hamuna the Malka Lili Boy, don't they have to get permission from the king to kill? You can't stop kill. You have to have permission from the king. That's right, they have no king. So Amulei Ravacha Bered Ravashi. Ravacha Ravacha said back to Ravashi. The Duma may be Mili Malka Evi Badayu. Maybe they have a king because the king was with them. The king right here and then said he could kill him. That they had already permission from the king to do what they want. Is in between one king and another king. And so that one day there was no ruler. The apostle says, just on that day when there was no king to do what they want. But maybe really ants still have kings. So this mice can't prove it. El rada samach and nusa the shleima. About the atzvi samach on the mnemonis of shleima melach that he knew that ants have no king. A couple after Shimon Chalafta was called an askim bedvorim. He went to be Isaac to prove these words of shleima melach. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rafuna Funa says, simon the treifa yud beis chodesh. A simon of a treifa is yud beis chodesh. Rashi says if it lives 12 months, then you know for sure it's not a treifa. Mesav have a question. Similar treifa called shenya ledis. It says the simon of a treifa is if the animal can't give birth. Meaning if the animal gives birth, that's a proof it's not a treifa. That if it gets better than it was before, that's also proof it's not a treifa. Mis navno v'lechas, it gets worse and worse. If you do a shi treifa, that's the right, it's a treifa. Rebbe Yem, Rebbe says, similar treifa shleshim yom. The Rebbe holds no, 30 days. If it lives 30 days, that's a proof it's not a treifa. Omula, they said back to Reb Shimon, ay, v'aloy, harbe miskayem, mishtayim, shalashonim. A lot of points that have treifa can live for 2 or 3 years. Rajal Kashal Rav, Huna, the Yud Beis Chodesh Lekha L'man D'yamam, that out of all these mandiyamim here, nobody holds Yud Beis Chodesh. So how could he say the proof of Simon Treif is Yud Beis Chodesh? And he had a different shiurim, whether it's Yeledes, whether it's 30 days, whether it's 2 or 3 years. So where it says Tanoyim, and it's not like Tanoyim. The Tani would learn like this, of the Gugolis, when you have a crack like in the skull, Achyesh Bo Nekev Echod, or it has to be one long hole. I feel the Kovim Avram Star from the Molam HaKadeich. And even a lot of small holes can make up the measurements of one mola mekadeach of a drill. Now, Omer Reb Yosef ben Amishulim, Maisa Biyin V'lechot, it happened, V'ashenifchasach U'golosoi, it's called cracked open, V'yosol Lechiduk, Shal Kruya V'choya, but they put something over it to protect it, and he lived. You see, we'll continue on. Stop.